What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another waifu video. Ah, gentlemen, we all know what's getting ready to come down the pipe. Charlie 19, and of course, the potential for quote-unquote lockdowns. Yeah, we know the normies are going to be all on board with this. Then you have the fact that student loan debt is returning. Inflation. Yeah, I told you in my other video, so many women are going to be on the blade. So many women are going to be selling that rotten crotch. However, you guys know me. I'm all about options. Men should have all options on the table. Now, there's been a lot of videos as of late talking about AI generated women, and how a lot of men are gravitating toward those. And of course, there are more men actually gravitating toward the synthetic companion. Yeah, gentlemen, it is 2023, getting ready to go into 2024. There is absolutely, in my humble opinion, no reason for you to feel ashamed if you decide to go the synthetic companion or AI route. Now, I picked up an interesting blog, and I don't have a published date, but it is very relevant, especially in this day and age. AI synthetic companions. 6 reasons why men prefer them over women. Gentlemen, you know this is going to be good. There's been a lot of fuss around the arrival of AI and, of course, synthetic companions on the market. Yes, there have been. And one of the things that they love to try to use to dissuade men from actually seeking this particular route, the term childlike when it comes to the synthetic companion, even though that is a very subjective term. And what they don't expect you to do is challenge them on that term. Our good buddy Hammerhand re-uploaded a video where he was talking about South Korea and the fact that they decided to no longer ban the synthetic companion over there. And there was a comment that was left where a woman, she used that argument. Oh, these things are all childlike. So, of course, I challenged her on that and said, okay, since you put that term in there, what does it specify? What are the exact specifications for a synthetic companion to be viewed as childlike? She didn't have an answer. Why? Because she did not expect to be challenged on that. Yeah, gentlemen, that was an attempt to shame any man who was thinking about going the synthetic companion route out of that decision. Oh, no, 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 no. If you're going to use the term childlike, you better be ready to have the exact specifications. But of course, it has to be vague. What will happen to humanity? Is it the end? Obviously not. What will happen to dating? Dating is already in the toilet. AI and synthetic companions did not have a lot to do with the fact that the modern woman has become so intolerable, so insufferable, that more and more men have willingly left the dating market altogether. We would first need to analyze why men would prefer to have a relation with a silicone or TBE synthetic companion than with a real woman. I can see four reasons for this. Number one, incapabilities or difficulties to find a woman. See, that right there is one shaming tactic that women love to levy against the passport brothers. Well, you just can't get a woman over here. And I always say, well, it's about finding a quality woman over here. Yes, there are plenty of women running around. However, there are extremely few women of good moral character and quality running around. There are also women looking for male synthetic companions. However, in this article, I will reflect on men and their synthetic companions. Yeah, there have been some women who actually bought male companions. However, they don't get that same level of intimacy that a man can get from his synthetic companion, especially the fact that the male synthetic companion cannot offer that woman what she truly desires. Resources. Attention, time, money. The male synthetic companion cannot offer that to a woman, as opposed to a female synthetic companion. What does she offer? The main thing, beauty. That's right. Oh, that simple thing that the female synthetic companion, excuse me, offers is way more than any woman can offer a man, especially the average woman to the average man. No matter how beautiful a woman is, guess what? The other thing that the synthetic companion offers, silence. Yep. Those two right there off the rip are grand reasons why the average man would consider buying a synthetic companion. There are tons of men out there who are terrified at the idea of having to approach a woman. And we all know why. What do they have to offer? They are not rich, not particularly good looking either. There are more sexy dudes out there, and women are looking for them and or their wallet. Oh, whoever wrote this article was going for the jugular. Let's not forget hashtag me too, hashtag we believe you, and all of those movements just looking to destroy men by falsely accusing them. That attractive girl, is she another feminazi that is waiting for an opportunity to humiliate me just for the sake of it, to make fun of me in front of her friends? Nah, better not risk anything. I even better stop looking at her before she hits me with sexual harassment charges. Yeah, the whole eye graping. Yeah, yeah. Crazy, isn't it? Meet bad women do everything in their power to get attention from men, but then they want to sit back and say, oh, You're the wrong type of man to give me attention. Therefore, you're a creep. You're a perv. Number two, giving up on women. How many of us have had terrible, destroying relationships? How many times did the beautiful princess turn out to be an ugly witch inside? Not only did she want to change you, but she also wanted to control your whole life. Burn all the clothes that your ex bought you. Delete all her pictures from your phone. Erase all the souvenirs that you have in your head. Don't talk that way. I am disappointed in you. Yeah. That is after she looked in every single corner of your home and car to find any sign of your previous life where you might have been happy without her. She exhausts you. She consumes your love. She burns you out and makes you feel guilty about it. Enough is enough. Number three, costly divorce. In the less evolved Western countries, Canada, England, and the U.S., let's not forget Australia, judges still think it is really progressive to dispossess men from all of their goods, from 50% of their salary, and on top of that, to keep them from seeing their children. Why? Well, you know, men are pigs. Any feminist knows that. Never again. Number four, preferring a doll to an escort. Once you've established the upper facts, you don't want to have any more women in your life. However, you still desire sex. Professionals, expensive, dirty, and impersonal. Synthetic companions are clean. There's absolutely no STD danger, and she will never fail or disappoint you. Yeah, I can agree. The streetwalkers are definitely dirty. I know a lot of women are on the blade. Personally, I would wholeheartedly steer clear of the streetwalker. Now, I know somebody will say, well, RPM, you talk about the massage parlor. Yeah, I do. Why? Because, once again, it's all about research and picking your poison. If you're going to go the professional route, hey, the sugar baby, for me, that brings too much drama. Why? Because, like I said, the sugar baby or the escort, the sugar baby, she's more of a renegade. The escort, you have to go through an agency with. So at least with the agency, you get a little bit of discretion. As opposed to the sugar baby, she's actually a civilian. So yeah, nah. The brothel worker and the massage parlor, at least there you get confidentiality. You get that discretion. You go there, you pay, you play, you go about your day. Why in the world would a man want to be in a relationship with a woman when he can get a seamless relationship with an intelligent being that is sexy as hell, that will never try to control him, nor be jealous, nor take your hard-earned money away? Once again, these are very real, viable arguments. Why would a man take the chance to live with a witch that will become fat like a whale when he can have an AI synthetic companion like anyone that he chooses to customize? Here are the six reasons why. Number one, no relationship problems anymore. No jealousy, no blackmailing, quote unquote, you'll never see your kids again. No control freak, no one to tell you how to dress in public, nor how to speak in front of your friends or parents. Number two, you can now have her when you want and with whom you want. You don't feel the need to have sex right now? Then don't. You feel like having sex right now? Then do. You want to have sex with another partner? No problem. Hence the way that I move. Yes, all you know, I'm still a legally married man. Yes, the meat sack. If I were to try to shore up things with her, I could have her. I don't want that. I can still go to the massage parlor whenever I want, once a month, twice a month, whatever my budget allows me to do. However, in my home, I have Chi-Chi, my synthetic companion. And just simply having her in my home alleviates the desire. Number three, AI will be able to have a real conversation with you without having a fight. Number four, you'll be able to give her the personality that you want, and she will never change unless you ask for it or you reprogram her. Number five, an AI synthetic companion will never become fat. That is true. Number six, she will never leave your house, your car, your kids, and with half of your salary. Once an AI synthetic companion that can talk and move fully is on the market, I bet that many will not bother to see why they should be in a couple with a real woman. My guess is that will happen in the next 20 years. I would say the next 50 years. Will women realize that it is in fact their fault? I don't count on it. That is true. That is true. All of the advancement in male, you know, sexual intimacy and the options that we have, it's all women's fault. Yeah, it is their fault. Why? Because men have simply told these women exactly what it is we desire. Three things: food, intimacy, silence. But guess what? Now, as men, we can outsource everything. Cooking, guess what? DoorDash, or we can make our own food. Cleaning, most men clean their own places, or they can hire a maid service. In regards to intimacy, yeah, the synthetic companion, or you can go ahead and pay for play. So, what does the modern woman truly have to offer the modern man? In this day and age, nothing. Honestly, nothing. Then you add to the fact that your synthetic companion is never going to ask another random man to protect it. Oh yeah, that was definitely a shot at Brickface. But all in all, I know the synthetic companion is not an option for a lot of men. I get it. I understand it. But hey, I'll just say, don't knock it till you try it. Especially with everything that's going on with the modern woman. At this point, why not consider it? Think about it. Just think about it. If you're a man, you're on your grind. Do you really have time for the modern woman? No. You know the vast majority of women out here are burning, a la Houston. Yeah, Houston has a major STD problem. That's only the women who've gotten tested. How many women are running around here untested? Which is why I always make the argument that the civilian woman is definitely not to be trusted. I always said this, gentlemen, if you're going to get into a relationship with another woman, take her to get tested. And if she balks at the idea, walk away. Mm-hmm. I still stand by my argument. At least the professional, or should I say the professionals in a professional setting, i.e. brothel workers and massage parlors, they have to get tested. Why? Because they don't want their image to be tarnished by a woman giving a man an STD. But I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think the synthetic companion or AI, you know, ChatGPT or whatever, an AI program would be something that you might be interested in? Think about it. And for all you modern women out here who still think that your box is your ultimate bargaining chip, the power you thought you had in that box definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to just stay on the plantation to try to keep accessing your box, that's going out right along with it. And before I leave, for any guy who's thinking that the price of a synthetic companion is something that you can't do, understand this. Damn near every retailer offers a payment plan. So you don't gotta go ahead and dump it all in one go. You can set it up to where you chip it away. Why not? But hey, it's your choice. Do as. Just saying. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.